we did this assessment specifically on issues of gender-based violence that are facing the women and ladies within the IDP camps. We had three objectives of the assessment. One is PIDO wanted to establish the kind of problems that are facing the women and the girls within the IDP. Secondly, PIDO wanted to find out whether there's some support from other organizations towards the survivors of GPV cases within the IDPs. And lastly, SPIDO also wanted to establish the way forward, the baseline, how can we intervene in issues regarding gender-based violence within the IDP camp.
Yes, what are some of the issues you found in your assessment?
Basically, from the report, we found that there are issues to do with gender-based violence. The cases which rank most high is cases of rape, sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, and the physical violence, among others.
What is the way forward after these findings?
Thank you. After when we briefed the stakeholders, because from the report itself, we had some recommendations that were put forward by the IDPs that if these things are put in place, then they will be much pleased. Then we also presented the same to our partners, like the stakeholders. Then we look forward on what to do now based on the recommendations and the report. SPIDO has organized a training, because one of the recommendations is to organize a training for the stakeholders, like the actors of gender-based violence, like including the police, the prison. So SPIDO has organized a training, which will be 2 days training from next tomorrow. We have invited people like the community leaders, women leaders, even youth leaders, to come and attend this training to build their capacity on issues regarding gender-based violences. That's one. Secondly, SPIDO has also tried to organize what we call a survivor support group, because this is one of the recommendations of the report. So we are going to organize the support group, which will be based within the PO, within the IDP's camp, so that they can keep on referring cases in regard to gender-based violence to the desk of SPIDO, and SPIDO see forward how to help the survivors. The trainings for the stakeholders will start immediately tomorrow for 2 days, which will be tomorrow, up to next tomorrow. Then next week, we shall look into the issues of training the IDPs themselves, because we had some community leaders within who needs to be trained to facilitate issues of gender-based violences, and even the community outreach approach will start next week immediately.
Okay, gender-based violence is something that is very common among the society, among the community. Why did you single out only IDPs in this assessment?
That's a very good question. You know, IDPs are like people who are vulnerable, because they cannot have access to other opportunities that the other people outside are having. So it's very rare to find that organizations normally target IDPs with this kind of services. That's why SPIDO specifically for this time target them, though we also did some assessment with the people who are outside, like the host community, but we mostly target them because they are missing this kind of services. And we think they are vulnerable. That's why we need to help them. Other people can have access to this kind of services, but within the IDP camps, you cannot find this kind of services. So that's why SPIDO have taken the strategy of going inside to talk to the IDPs where they are based.
Okay, many organizations might get fundings like you getting today from UNDP to support this exercise. And what matters always is the end result of whatever activity you are conducting. What will you like to achieve the IDPs in terms of gender-based violence here?
Thank you. We got a lot of recommendations from the IDPs, and we are working towards achieving their recommendations. Because as I was saying from the beginning, it's our dream that after some time to come, the desk, GPV desk is established within the IDP camp. We have referral pathways that we can see how to help the people within the IDP camp. So I'm optimistic that after some period to come, issues regarding gender-based violence will be reduced within the IDPs.